This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, gentlemen, I'm going to pull some pictures. What I want to do now is I'm going to pull up pictures from Mark Gaffney's stuff. I think it's kind of cool because see if I can get some of these picks that I have here that are really good about the New World Order. Let me see if I can pull up some that I think give an idea of the Earth's changes. Okay, now, in the last 5 billion years, Earth is quite old, there's been 2,000 pole shifts, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty significant. 2,000 pole shifts. That means that we're dealing with something that's pretty dramatic here, right? We're dealing with something that pole shifts happened last time was at the time of Atlantis. Now, there are certain things that can trigger off a pole shift. Now, the most important thing is I got this engineer that I got around 12 years ago. I started getting visions. Now, I have three sources of data. People have to realize, well, you know, what is DECO? How do we contain or actually quantify what the heck the DECO phenomena is? And that's the thing that ticks people off because they don't understand. I'm not special. These same components are in every other person out there, but sometimes they don't want to face it. Now, of course, if you get faced with the supernatural after age of 8, usually most people become clinically insane. Because they can't deal with the fact that there's a parallel supernatural world that's oversees and controls the physical world we live in, right? The hologram of us.
Yeah.
And the problem is, you see, when someone like me comes along, who literally is called as a prophet, I'm not limited by my human intelligence, which is superior to the average because I've got an IQ over 200. It's because I'm tapped into the source. In other words, everybody is tapped into some extent, but most of them only hear a tiny little squeak of God, you know, when they get really big trouble or they lose a relative or they go through a catastrophic accident, say, in a war, and they lose their legs. Most people don't hear from God until they're in a catastrophic situation. To me, it's every day, okay? And the reason is I died literally and was resurrected from the dead 4 times. Not once. That's why my name is Dr. Lazarus, okay? That's my real name, if you want to call me. Ha-ha.
Yes.
Okay? Now, understand here, I can open up people's gifts and make their lamp brighter. The lamp, basically, is the area of the cortex between your cortex and your brain, and your amygdala and the rage control nucleus called the reptilian brain, which is always called that for thousands of years, by the way, for biologists. If you talk to an anatomist, they'll say, oh, that's the reptilian brain, you know. It's the part that drives your sex and your food and everything else. And they want to create a vaccine against that called the VMAT2 region called the God gene. God gene is actually your lamp. Your soul is a part of your brain. Now, your spirit, it exists in hyperspace, and it's connected by hyperspace through what's called a cord of living waters. It's literally, it looks like a neon cord connecting your spirit, which in hyperspace, in the realm of the eternal, it doesn't exist in the physical realm, it really exists in the realm of the eternal, like with God. And if you break that silver cord, you can't go back to the world of living. Your spirit gets separated, and you stay in the world of eternality rather than the physical world, unless you're resurrected, which, by the way, God says, when I resurrected, he told me this even recently, I did the resurrection with the aid and the direction and the power of God. In other words, we're not a victim. When we let things happen geopolitically, spiritually, or physically, it's because we permit things to happen a certain way. Maybe it's a teaching thing for ourselves. But when we go through these things, we have to realize we are the co-cooperators and doers of the miracle. We're not just a victim of it. Miracles aren't done to us. They're done through us. Now, that's important because it doesn't matter what religion. For example, we talked about this, John, with your background as a native, treated by native people. Of both the native people, for example, with let's see if we can pull this up now here.
The Crow Nation.
The Crow Nation, yeah. I'll pull up John. I'm going to pull up Gaffney. Here we go. I got a couple of different nice pictures. I think you'll see they're kind of neat. This is the solar. There's a neat picture there. This is the book, by the way. I'll put the book cover up first here. Let me put this one up. Excuse me. Let's expand that. It's called The Ages of Man. Now, people have to understand, if you don't invoke the... You don't invoke the supernatural and spiritual, it makes sense. So what I'm going to do today is a little different than most. We have three very brilliant gentlemen. We've got John W. Spring. I consider the general. I think your call is a co-prophet. We've got Mark Graffney. I consider you... I consider you a co-prophet, too. For example, you wrote the 9/11 mystery plane. You were clever enough to pick up anomalies like the white plane that was flying around 9/11 to really direct everything. And then later on, I think a few years later, you wrote a book called Black 9/11 about the financial transactions where the Jewish mafia in New York City actually had double insured the buildings, so they used that money to build the Aria complex in Las Vegas. People don't realize the Aria complex, when you go to the fanciest area of Las Vegas, is totally built with insurance money from 9/11. Excuse me, I must be another attack of my voice by the dark side. So, gentlemen, what I want to do now is I want people to start thinking, what is everything going on? For example, if you invoke the galactic, which means the evil on Earth is the druids, which are Draco reptilians from the star system Alpha Draconis. They probably ruled Earth for Satan for who knows millions of years. Who knows? All the native religions on Earth, if you look at them, they all go back to different natives worshipping of an amphibious Draco reptilian. South Africa, they call them the Chita Uhuri. I don't know what's going on here now. I'm being so stressed with doing this EDUCAP and having the funding issues. And now my voice is being attacked. Don, release my voice. But anyway, what we're dealing with is, and when I talk to various people, like when I talk to recently Dr. Carrie Made, she knew about the Druids, but she didn't realize the Pindar is the one who rules over the Druids, and that the Druids run everything. For example, if you look at Joe Biden, he's a Druid. If you look at the Pope, he's a Druid. If you look at the Vatican guy that's involved with the inauguration, Donovan, he's a Druid. If you look at the head of the banks, they're Druids. If you look at all these people that are involved, like, you know, Bill Gates and others, they're all Druids. They're all ruled by Satan. They'll do both good and evil to accomplish a specific goal. Now, you have to wonder, why are they doing this? Well, they see a grand reset happening. And they realized when they did the research, they had intuitive knowledge that some great thing was going to happen to the Earth. Now, when they first sent the people to the Mars, to the Moon, they discovered that the astronauts, when they walked on the Moon, they walked through what's called a glassified exterior of the Moon dust, was actually glassified by a nova that occurs by research. And I have research on this going back roughly every 12,000 years. So there's a massive surge of energy from the Sun because of the nova effect that reglassifies the Earth. Now, the Van Allen radiation belt bounces that out into space. But for people to get there, it was quite shocking to have your little, you know, your special aprons as a mason. You're going to take your pranic ceremony after you come out of the, you know, the space capsule, and you come down your ladder, and all of a sudden you're looking on a glassified surface. You realize, what are we dealing with here? Well, every so many thousand years, probably around 25,000, 35,000 years ago, there's a pole shift moving about 1,700 miles. And the civilization of the Atlanteans and Mu, the two different major empires at the time, collapsed. Some of those books are actually recorded and passed on to the Vatican. They actually came from the Alexandrian Library. It goes right back to Atlantis. In fact, all the modern Masonic organs, including the one I belong to many years ago, Phi Rho Sigma, 2 years before, 2 months before I went to medical school, in 1973, was tapped up by the dean. They had ancient knowledge that goes back to Atlantis, okay? So if you don't understand that, you're not going to get this in medical school or law school or whatever unless you belong to a secret order, okay? You're just not. Now, it doesn't matter what so-called religion you're in. If you're not in a secret order, you're not going to get this ancient sacred knowledge. Does that make sense, John?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Now, what I want people to understand is that, and I said this to you earlier, Mark, because I said, well, he said to me, I don't believe everything you say. I said, well, if it deals with the general sequence of events and what's going on, if you don't believe what I say, you're going to suffer for it. And that means that if you're not prepared, for example, and I give people warnings now to get out of the big cities because there's going to be an economic collapse, that realize you have to be EMP-proof your host, because otherwise when the power surge happens from, say, a sky attack or cyber attack on the power grid, you're not going to have power. If you're up in the northern states in the middle of winter, you're going to freeze to death in the dark. If you don't have food supply or way of growing food, you're not going to have any. If you don't have a well and a way of getting water, if they start taxing or controlling water supplies, you're going to find you have no water to grow your own garden or do anything. And people need to realize that not believing what I say is a formula for catastrophe. In other words, you believe me to your survival and your glory, and if you don't believe me, you'll suffer and you'll die. How's that? I don't mean to be cruel about that. I mean to people, if you disagree with me, please bring me back a challenge as to why what I said makes no sense. Because some of these things are self-evident. Now, you can see Joe Biden destroying the economy. You see the globalists with their book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, with Klaus Schwab. They have published documents, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Vision 2050. All these things are out there. It's in the open media. You don't have to worry. You can go to a TED conference and see Bill Gates in 2015 saying he's going to make a vaccine to reduce world population 15%. They're not. You know, this is all self-evident. Even if I never existed, this data I've just collected together is right in your face. So you either heed my warnings or you'll suffer for them. How's that? So when we come back, I'm going to have you gentlemen stir up the biggest, toughest questions you can think of about the ancient galactic thing about, as they say in South Africa, the Chitahuri, the Naga of Asia, and the Dagon of the Middle East, with the Temple of Dagon in
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
People understand here, what I want you gentlemen to do is, and this will be something shocking for people out there, you're going to hear the voice of a prophet. Now, a prophet isn't just somebody that knows stuff. A prophet is a conduit. And you have to understand, I want you to ask questions that I probably don't even know the answer, but God gave it to me to give to you now. So you ask a question, I may have to even reach deep into my scientific or other knowledge, and maybe be able to connect some dots as it's coming out, But go ahead and ask any question you want, because what we're facing is civilization. The first thing I want to tell people is, what's the perspective of globalists like Bill Gates and others that are trying to reduce the population? Biden. Why do these people want to reduce it? And what events are coming in the future that would make them think they're the good guys? For example, you have to understand, they think they're actually the positive saviors of mankind. And it's as twisted as it sounds, they think the only way to survive is to kill 90% of the population or sterilize us so we can't have any more babies. And that they want to survive in underground cities, which they've been building with Bechtel Corporation. And they want to go down there like the movie The Time Machine as Morlocks. And then they come up after 80,000 years. And the people on the surface that might have survived by a miraculous is called the Eloi. You have to understand this allegory is actually kind of played out because they actually channeled this. And you have to understand what's going on here now is it's playing out in the physical world. And this happened in ancient times, too. They probably had advanced warnings in Atlantis of this coming. So many of the advanced scientists wrote books, for example, the Frequency of the Orbs book, which was passed down to the Atlantean Library, to the Alexandrian Library, and eventually to the Vatican, was acquired by Nikola Tesla's father, who was a Greek Orthodox monk, but he had access to the Vatican Library. And he got this book for his son, who was this, you know, super genius, an invention. He probably had an IQ over 200. But he had this intuitive skill of tapping into the, what's called the heliarchion, the source of all knowledge. But he got this book about the orbs. You can say everything from alternating current to everything he did had something to do with this book about the ancient frequency of energy, mass, and star systems. In fact, even in the anti-pulsion systems that's used by intergalactic travel, the time-space vortices is all based on the actual principles of Tesla, including alternating current, engines. Even all of our communication systems are all based on principles read out of Tesla's book, right?
Dr. Deagle, please. You gave us all a challenge, and it's a very interesting challenge, but you didn't even allow me to
finish. I want you to go ahead now. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I'll pose it like it's on Jeopardy in the form of a question, albeit slightly rhetorical. So given that the FDA has now given emergency use authorization for 12 to 15-year-olds for the Pfizer COVID beam therapy, could you please, through your connection with the great being or God or whatever your listeners might want to call it, advise parents how they can summon the Chidihuri to save their children from being inoculated next week? Next week, not in 35,000 years, but next week.
Okay. The first thing, that there's three boxes, and this is the answer I gave partly some other days, but I'm going to repeat this and expound upon it. I have, of course, I've been putting on for probably well over a decade on my show called Halloween in Court by Dr. Fred Graves. He's a super genius teaching how to do proselytizing actions, and people have to realize the British court system is in 57 nations, including China and Russia and Hispanic nations. There's three boxes we have. The most important box is the witness box. Most people don't realize the other box is the voter box, and the least important box is called the cartridge box, meaning you're now in a physical war. They have to understand the public is not prepared to deal with advanced weapons that the government has, including robotic drones and all kinds of other stuff. But they're thinking if they have their guns, they're going to be safe. That's a delusion, okay? It's a good idea to have, you know, food, water, and have the other people around you. But the most important thing is opposed to the living box. These parents need to get this course and immediately file. They can do it in 24 hours. Even 10 people can buy it for $250, like $25 a person. They can do the course, they can file a proceeding in action, putting an injunction against me forced vaccinating their kids. They have to ask three reasons. Number one, when you do an emergency use authorization, you have to say there's no alternate treatment. Like even if you take ivermectin, it's 75% effective against the virus. So that's a lie. Second is, these are not vaccines. They recalculate and call it a vaccine, but it's actually inducing genetic engineering of people. There's no, we call a forensic database to monitor these people if there is an adverse reaction that anybody, a doctor anywhere in practice can log into. And you have to understand I'm working with legal firms and two legal firms in, say, New Mexico. They're trying to put a legal injunction. I'm also trying to file myself against judges here in California. I'm helping working with Stephen Fox trying to file international injunctions at the United Nations and the International Court of Justice. Now, the problem I see is the first box needs to be what parents do now. It's useless to just call your politicians and so on. You need to do a legal injunction. Those injunctions can be of three types. The first type is, number one, you injunct against the property of the owners of the corporation to make the vaccine so you can actually take and seize their property. The second thing is you talk about an injunction where basically the people continue are causing harm, which means they're violating the 10 Nuremberg Code trials, which means they're committing a form of vaccinocide. In other words, they're trying to kill your children at the very least, they're going to cause harm to them by making them sterile, and they're going to cause damage just like autism or ADD. And the third type of injunction is one where they basically need to have a military tribunal grab their ass. And this is where the injunction goes beyond just a physical injunction. It needs to take action by our civilian militia. And so once the injunction has been placed by people against the court, in these courts, it needs to follow through with the physical citizens no longer putting up with Joe Biden and these other people. They literally, our civilian militia should be now marching down to Washington, D.C. and arresting Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Because what's going on now is the greatest crime in history. And by the way, it was started by Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, if actually he becomes back, he should be more dangerous than even Biden because he wants to be a Colonel Parker and a superhero. Now, I need to get through to him. Now, I talked to a lady. Her name is Lana Carter. She's actually a great supporter of the show. She lives right across the corner here in Oceanside, and she's got contact with the people of the Nasara financial system with trillions of dollars. And she's trying. She says she has a back contact to get a hold of Trump. Now, if I have a mano-a-mano day with Trump, he's going to have a come-to-Jesus talk, and it's going to be, I'm going to say it'll be good and bad and ugly, but it's going to save the man from becoming a minion of hell, becoming literally the Antichrist. Because Trump has this great ability to manipulate the population with the good thing he did to the economy. Look what Biden's doing, blowing it apart. But the primary thing to stop these parents from worrying about their children is pro-legal action, number one. Does that answer your question? And if they do it, well, they can stop it. If they got 1,000 adults filing a pro-legal action, the whole system will just lock right up. I mean, it'll boom. Even 10 parents. If 10 parents in a district files a section against a forced vaccination, then you have to justify, why would you vaccinate children, which, number one, can't carry this virus? They can carry the regular flu. Number two, they physically won't die or get sick unless they're diabetic or have serious health problems, which usually be dealt with my first line of defense, getting antioxidants. And so the justification is unreliable. You don't have any. When we look at the data analysis by Dr. Richard Fleming, there's no indication that any of the vaccines cause any benefit to anybody ever and causes great harm. So if you look at these, all the vaccines should immediately be stopped. And now these vaccines are an incubator for new super strains of virus, which we think happened in India. 14 mutations now, so the virus is now not only creating more dangerous spike proteins and viral toxins, we call microRNA toxins, but they're also much more lethal. And my guess is that those are going to start emerging in the next few weeks, and it won't just be from India, it'll be from other countries. And now we're going to start seeing a harvest of super weaponized viruses caused by people being incubators, like the Harvey Oswald, who wasn't the killer of John Kennedy, he was a bioweaponeer working in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, discovered he would take an animal sick and he passed the virus from one animal to another 10 times, like a ferret. He created a super weapon. That's all you do is make a sick animal, like these people are now sick, with free radicals and spike proteins, and they're going to weaponize the virus because they're now carrier states. So we're going to start seeing people pop off like flies here shortly, and I'm the only one on Earth has a rescue kit and technology to stop it, including scalar technology to block the Sigma-1 protein entry into the body and broadcasting over cities. No one knows what I know. Nobody. Not close.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. The Mideast appears to be on the verge of a new war. Israel firing dozens of airstrikes this morning, reportedly targeting police and security installations in Gaza. This news comes as Hamas terrorists have launched hundreds of rockets into Israel this week. Former Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley saying this is just another test early for the Biden administration.
Hamas now wants to test Biden because they don't think that he's going to do anything severe. They go and start shooting rockets into Jerusalem, and what does Biden do? He calls for restraint. What he should be doing is having Israel's back. This is where Biden should be calling out the Palestinians. The only reason this is happening is because Hamas is shooting rockets, and Biden needs to put a stop to it. He can do it by pulling money, he can do it by calling for action, and he can stop this right now.
Jeffrey Epstein's alleged accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is set to go on trial in New York City in November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Answer that question now. The action is the witness box. Next question I want to hear from now, John Denver Spring or Mark Affney. Go ahead with your questions. Mark, you've been writing new books, and I want to inspire you to write another book because I believe what people need to do is they need to get the perspective of the globalists and why the hell they're doing this. And if you get inside the twisted mind of Bill Gates and these other people like Joe Biden and globalists like George Soros, you have to understand they think they're doing the right thing. Now, I'm going to just give you a paradigm of me trying to pretend I'm saying George Soros. You know, he's a genius financially, and he's an evil bastard, but he thinks he's doing the right thing, just like Satan, okay? Here's his perspective, the perspective of globalists and Pindar and all the other guys. We're doing this because we realize with our war mapping and our simulations, both in war meetings and computer simulations, that the human race will not survive the next pole shift with the technology collapse. We know that the human population can't survive the power blackouts or food supply, another thing, and they'll just become a roving, self-mutilating and consuming mass of zombies, basically, you know, cannibalizing each other. So what we want to stop the population from expanding, no new babies, and we want to kill off the weak and the elderly, and we want to make sure everybody else is basically a contained and controlled cyborg, so they have a chip and they get these sort of guaranteed wages, but we're just like in China, we have a guaranteed behavior certificate. If you don't behave yourself, you can't get on a train or plane or whatever. It's called, you know, citizenry tracking, okay? And eventually they want this, like, minority report so they can make sure that we don't interfere with their survival. Now, I know I took care of employees, John Phil and Phil Schneider, building over Bechtel Corporation, nuclear tunnel boring underground cities. Now, the favorite place they like to build is dormant magma domes. So when the crust of the Earth moves, say over millions of years, it leaves dormant magma domes anywhere from 4 to 12 cubic miles in size, around usually a mile and a half to 2 miles down. And these are ideal for building cities. Now, the next one is a matrix city. We drill a hole 120 to 140 feet across. You go back and forth and back and forth, and you create a matrix. So then you connect all the tunnels so you can make buildings and, you know, roadways and whatever else you're going to do down there, communication systems like moving sidewalks, whatever. What you have to understand is they want to have hydroponics down there, nuclear reactor growing food. They literally want it to be self-sustaining, so you can be down there like a space station underground for centuries, if necessary, just like the Morlocks. And they've done it. They've spent trillions of dollars on these weird projects. They also have off-world space project as well. We have a colony on Mars right now. It's been there since 1982. We've had a city on the moon called Alpha One. It's been there since 5 years before the Eagle landed. You have to understand, we have had contact with the Galactic Federation, which is on our side, and much of the technology was transferred by the good, but it's also evil here. So we have, in a sense, a geopolitical and geostructural and genetic battle between good and evil in this world. So evil in this world is vastly Draco reptilian, and their whole planet was destroyed by the explosion of the supernova 671.2 light years away, which we detected after we built the LIGO and Virgo satellite detector systems in 2015, because we knew that there were things that were going to shake the unstable nuclei of ringwoodite, release water that lower the temperature and produce magma. And magma is all driven by nascent water released by the unstable nuclei from gravity waves, hitting the deep Earth because of either a solar coronal mass ejection, a passing comet like Apophis. It'll pass two moon distances in April 2029. And the explosion of the supernova was started literally a month before the meeting of Event 201 in New York City. Now, the globalists think they're fully justified. And if I was a globalist and I was at their mind, I'd say, look, I know that you get all upset about the fact we're going to reduce the population, let's say, to less than a billion, let's say 500 million. But think of it this way. We're going to save somebody, and we're going to save the somebodies we want to save. Right? That's their perspective. Now, if you take inside their head, you can understand what their next trigger move is. That's why when you look at that, it's called cybercom. And you have to understand, if you don't invoke the galactic and you don't invoke the supernatural, you can't understand why they're doing this. They probably feel fully justified what they're doing and actually think it's a positive thing to do to survive. But if the people don't follow their plan, everybody's going to die. It means there'll be nobody survives the next pole shift. That's their perspective. Do you follow me?
Well, also, Dr. Deagle, I think it's their perspective that they want to get rid of so many people because basically they think of them as being inferior.
Inferior, but also interfere with them. Inferior, but here's the next thing that's going to happen. Let me give you an explanation here. God gave me, over the past of my career, the three keys of Methuselah, which means, it says in the Bible, one of the signs that Jesus is coming back is that though a man or woman dies at 100, it'll be the years of a child. In other words, think of the amount of centenarians. For example, if you look at the people who get my NDME, which is a transuranic mineral that activates your genes, when we sell NDME, you take 5 drops in the morning and bedtime, I take it, it increases the chances of becoming a centenarian by up to 20 times. 100. So, actually, it's 100 times, I mean. So, for example, if you look in Georgia, 1 in 35 people is cognitively well at 100 years of age. In Georgia, the country south of Russia. 1 in 100. So 17 nations take glacial milk, and the 18th of the Okinawa Japanese have ancient coral shells they grind up that contain indium. Now, what they do is they simply are activating your genes to activate messenger RNA and structural proteins. The other thing that I mentioned, the second key of Methuselah basically, is the placenta. My Red Deer Velvet Guide inspired me 6 years ago that told me that your day when they cut the umbilical cord is not your birthday, it's actually your death day. It's the first day you start to die because when you get 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, you have the building blocks of your stem cells rebuilt in the organ. Now, I have an injury from a very bad train accident I was involved. I was thrown from the upper side of the train down 40 feet. And I landed, cracked my spine in several places. And I was a very athletic person, so I kept doing another shift of work. But I had all kinds of problems for years. That is actually healed since last year by taking my Red Deer Velvet. That's the second key. The third key is what's called the EDUCAP. The EDUCAP is a potential, which I expand on my patent, that it can literally not only knock out COVID-19, but any pathogen. For example, in 5 to 7 days, I know what the new pathogen or super weapon. I can incubate a new incubated oral immunization and pass to anybody in the world from the reactors. I can turn off autoimmune disease, cancer, replace all vaccines, and even the gene silencing of aging. So in other words, in the future, people will die of wars, stupidity, supernova, but won't die of disease. They won't die of cancer, autoimmune disease, or aging. So the average person, just because of the dangerousness of the world, we did the actual table with Dr. Ron Klassen. We figured out that the average person would live 476 years with only 1 in 10,000 living 10,000 years because of the danger of our current world. Now, if the world was less dangerous, you'd live longer. But just imagine a world where the average person has a great-great-great-great-great-grandparent that's 300 years old, helping children and grandchildren, and actually volunteering all over the world, teaching in universities and acquiring wealth and being generous to take care of each other.
I have a question. I've been thinking just now of the so-called demonic Deagle forecast, which is spelled differently than your name.
The last two letters are flipped to go L, which means God. So it is actually flipped the last two letters because the name Deagle goes back to the king of Norway in the Middle Ages that came down to serve the king of France. He was a big guy, 7'9". Now, what people don't understand, the Deagle forecast is pretty damned evil. It's actually, and now that I heard that they took it down, I haven't looked there to see, but somebody told me they took it down. Probably because I've been making enough fuss over it and other people, they realize that we don't give Deagle any freaking credit because nobody wants to interview Deagle. Not the news media, not Alex Jones, not big, like a lot of you, my co-hosts used to have on. They're terrified of Deagle. Go ahead.
But we're getting away from my question, which I haven't really.
Yeah, I want you to go ahead.
Okay. But according to the Deagle report, for the United States, the population was about 331 million. And by 2025, which is less than 4 years from now, according to the Deagle forecast group, the population is going to be only 99 million. So
right.
if there are three people standing next to each other, only one of those theoretically would survive beyond that time. Now, my question is this. Why did they pick the year 2025 for basically making such a drastic reduction when in 2029, four years later, the events that were...
Yeah, you're talking about the passage of Apophis, which means in the ancient Egyptian destroyer. It's three times larger than the asteroid that struck Earth and actually killed the dinosaurs, but much of its debris field will strike Earth, okay? So it's going to be many millions of square miles. Why did they choose that date? Yeah. I'll give you your answer. The first thing, they chose that date because they know they have so many lead years before they reach the final culmination of their effect. That's why. They wanted the lead years to make sure that they got control of the population. They can you see the die-off effect from the vaccines and the starvation and the violence effect and the economic collapse that's going to occur with it. That's what the Biden's doing right now. He's collapsing the economy. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. This is an important question, Mark, because if you talk to people that are regression analysis, people that are, you know, they're not, quote, Christians or Buddhists, whatever, they're just, you know, psychics and so on, and do what's called regression analysis of people in their past lives, right? Do you know that 40% of people are regressed into future lives in other worlds? Do you know that? If you actually talk to a regression analysis, they'll tell you they're regressed into beings, and not only just human, but even human beings in distant star systems or non-human beings, that people realize they make a connection on a spirit level with another being that existed at a past or a future date. Now, that's hard for people to grasp because, in other words, 40% of incarnations, 40% of incarnations are in the future, not the past. Do you follow me?
Let me just mention the evidence I'm talking about. This was mentioned by Paramahansa Yogananda in his book, in his famous book, Diary of a Yogi, Autobiography of a Yogi. There's evidence in the New Testament that the Old Testament prophet Elijah was reborn as John the Baptist, and that the Old Testament, I guess you could say, prophet Elisha was reborn as Jesus, and the Elisha had been the student of Elijah, and in the New Testament.
That's a little speculation.
So the roles had reversed, and I wrote about this in my book.
I know
there's a lot of evidence for it.
Well, there's no evidence for it, and I'll explain why. The first thing is, there's lots of people called prophetically. I'm not God incarnate, okay? I'm just another, we call lesser incarnation of the Father. But I'm called even before the day of my birth, before even the universe was conceived. There's a conception to bring about a person by the name of Bill Deagle to be born after dead and arrival 69 and a half years ago. Eventually I'd rise up to follow a prophecy given to my family. He'd come and be a person like Moses. My ancestor brought people into the desert of the Middle East. Some people would bring in the desert of time, space, and become a galactic civilization. That's my calling. I'm literally bringing people let my people go. Let my people go from the toxic cybercom that they're generating and the toxic vaccines will sterilize them. Maybe we become a galactic civilization now. I know people speculate Jesus is not a lesser prophet that reincarnated and came back as Jesus. Jesus is the fullness of God. Now, he also incarnated, and God told me not to talk about this until 60 years later, after last year, that he has incarnated on distant worlds across this galaxy and universe. Millions of them. And he came in some places he was accepted, in other places he was crucified, like here on Earth. And we're talking about not only human, but non-human beings. Now, you have to understand there's lesser prophets called, like Moses. He wasn't God. And Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, is reincarnated, even what I mentioned before. It's not just in one individual, it's in many. Because Elijah basically tried to stop the killing of Baal, which is abortion or child sacrifice, because the days of Baal and Osiris, basically, and Molech, were sacrificed right on the day of Columbine. So you have to understand what's going on here.
there's an archetypical situation here going on. There's a, it's not the physical reincarnation of the same spirit being. It's the parallel incarnation of someone like that. And it's almost like when you're making, let's say, an ornament. You can make an ornament that looks like it or architecturally is similar to it. For example, the Elijah spirit, I believe in people like Dr. Kerry Mahde and Dr. Dolores Cahill and Dr. Jerry Tenpenny. Because they're trying to stop the vaccines that caused abortion, like the tetanus shot, and these current vaccines stop fertility. So the principle of trying to stop Baal, which is the sacrifice of children, which is basically abortion, and so on, the principle there, so that I have a Mosaic principle, which means I have a leader principle. There's a principle in that of Elijah that doesn't mean they're the same individual, because the problem is we want to think it's a progressive knowledge increased by being reincarnated, but actual fact, when you become aware, like when I was aware at 8 years of age, God taught me quantum mechanics and space at 8 and a half, before I ever had a physics course. So when I write my physics test aptitude in grade 11, I meet 7,000 people, including people with a master's degree in physics, to get a PhD scholarship. Because incarnation and revelation is not something that's progressive, it's instantaneous. Once you tap into the storehouse of all knowledge, there's no limitation of having to reincarnate to get progressively smarter and smarter. How many lifetimes does it take for you to reach through the epiphany of the top level? No. It looks like that because we got caught in the idea of progressive timeism. But in fact, time is not necessary to become advanced. It's an instantaneous revelation. And then when people kind of grasp, for example, I'll give an example of one way it might happen soon. Right now, by and large, I get treated the same way as a talk junkies. How long have you been autistic, Deagle? You're a liar. Okay, and this is what I get from family, friends, and others. Why do you think you're a prophet? Well, I'm thinking of you as a medical prophet. I have the only treatment that can stop this virus from killing most of the people on Earth. So if you just stick it to that. What I'm doing is I'm trying to build a parallel world, if we have enough answers to build a parallel world, so people can escape the current world system because it's going to destroy humanity. And unless people advance spiritually away from religion, beyond the real lives going on, we're going to be at the boot of technology. In fact, all the religions on Earth, actually, are preaching, they are always at the boot of a satanic oppositional dialectics and control. In fact, the idea of progressivism from one spiritual life to another is another satanic lie, so that we have to progress in order to be able to advance enough we can graduate. You don't have to progress. You get an instantaneous revelation. So when I pray with somebody and they're transformed, they get instantaneous transformed. They don't need a multiple translation. And they may even have generational curses through their whole family because they're passed in like as almost like spirit DNA through their family. And you have to understand that spirit DNA means they may have parallel lifespans in other time zones. In an ancient world that actually they can connect with because they're learning a spiritual lesson that was the same lesson applied to an ancient people, whether they're native or non-native. So, for example, you look at the image about the white buffalo. It's a female buffalo, by the way, and the calf woman who's taking care of the female buffalo and how she's brought the seven principles of how to build a stable society. God's brought wisdom through every ancient people on Earth. But they all knew there was eventually going to be an incarnation of the Creator, not just a lesser God like the Jehovah's Witnesses or your friend talks about, where there's a reincarnation of a prophet who comes back as Jesus. Jesus was the Creator of the universe. He's not the fullness of God, because God can incarnate in a billion worlds. But Jesus was God incarnate, and he died because he was rejected. They didn't want to accept him, like their mom rejected. I'm not accepted by my family or other people around me. They all think, well, he's a good doctor, he takes care of people, he heals them every day. But there's no way he's a prophet, he's got to be a nut. Now, when I tell you it's instantaneous revelation, it's not something that's progressive, that's another Luciferic lie. Just like the oppositional dialectics of the U.S. Constitution, that somehow it's so godly. No, it's not. It's entirely Luciferic. People don't understand that Lucifer, 95% of what he does, looks, tastes, and smells good. There's no such thing as progressive toward ultimate incarnation of knowledge of the infinite. It's instantaneous. When people properly perceive this, either at a near moment of death when they almost die and come back, or I pray with them and they get transformed, they're never the same. They reach a level of incarnation where they connect with ancient peoples that they may be similar. I connect with this particular ancient one who died in Santorini. I know their names and everything. I mean, because there was a similarity in being. It wasn't mean I was reincarnated. I connected because there was a similar disaster she was facing as a high priestess facing the disaster coming to their world, as I am. And I'm very frustrated because I deal with a world that wants to spit on me. They don't even want to accept my medical discussions and so on, so I can save millions of people by getting the EduCap. So even my funding, I have to constantly struggle with this. So you have to understand the idea of what's called spiritual progressivism is another Luciferic lie. You follow me? That's your answer.
Yes, Dr. Deagle. May I please just read one question or one sentence rather?
Yeah, we have a little bit left time left, another minute or two. Go ahead.
A tiny bit of time left. This is literally one sentence. So this is from the majority opinion written by Chief Justice Wendell Holmes, the 1927 case Buck versus Bell, and he wrote, "It is better for all the world." Bearing in mind this is a case involving the state of Virginia, and he said, "It is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerative offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind." And in all our argument, he said, three generations of imbeciles is enough. One of those generations was a 17-year-old girl who had been raped and was sent to an asylum by her foster parents. And the third generation was her seven-month-old offspring who was incapable of speech because she was 7 months old, but was somehow deemed to be an imbecile. Now, that's right. The kind of problem that the pro se litigants are going to have to fight to overturn.
Yeah, well, it's actually quite easy because you actually have principles of the Nuremberg trial because of the starkness of it actually made everybody wake up to the reality of what we did. And also the emergency use authorization. So if they need help on their actions, contact me and I'll help them. But again, that last principle I dealt with Mark Gaffney, spiritual progressivism is another Luciferic lie. And by the way, you don't get saved by doing good works. You get saved by having God work. You hear and do Shema, God works, and He takes away sin. He empowers you. We are the miracle workers. We have the power to, by miracles, save our world and become a galactic civilization. We are not less than God. We collectively are the bride of God. We are co-equal. We're the female. We want a counterpart of the Creator in this realm of time and space. We are the queen of the heavens about to be born as such. All right?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.